Just to reiterate from yesterday where we left off, okay? I want to make this as clear as possible. The flow in the Gemara, right? The flow in the Gemara is that... all right, so just to clarify. So originally when we see Tefillas Kelim, so you would think they're going to turn to halachic precedents of Tumah, which makes a lot of sense, because if you're going to do Tefillah on something, it sounds like the thing itself is subject to Tumah. Even though the Yerushalmi does say that you're taking it from Tumas Nachri and bringing it into Kedushas Yisrael, that doesn't mean a halachic Tumah in any normative sense, okay? All it does at the end of the day is borrow one thing from the system of Tumah, and that is the mikvah, Arbaim Seah, okay? Which, by the way, itself is not so clear, but anyway, Arbaim Seah, okay? So that's where we leave off. Saw. Okay, good. Okay, so now, watch this. Now the Gemara brings up a fascinating set of questions now. Okay, now we're going to get to the real lumbus stuff, like how this is formulated. Because we know one thing. We know the Mishnah told us lokeach, which means purchase, right? That's going to be an issue. We also know it says klei tashmisho, which means klei ochal. But that should also, before you even look at the Gemara, that should raise a question. What would you think? According to Yushami says, what am I doing? I'm taking it from the Tumas Nachri and bringing it to Tumas and to Kedushas Yisrael. So what should that apply to? Anything I buy from a non-Jew? Why are we limiting it to Klei Suda? The answer is going to be very not so satisfying, as you'll see. Why is it limited to Klei Suda? Okay, that's one question. Okay, another question is, we know today, right? This always comes up when I haven't done this, so get that often. When I'm giving this over to my women's share. So the question always comes up, the Mishnah's cases are cases that seems like the Kalim have been used already, right? That was normal. I go to Joe the guy and I say, listen, I'd like to take your barbecue. Right, Joe's goes says fine. What do you have to do first? Libun, right? Okay, kasher it, and then do tefillah. But today that never happens. Today, what do? We always buy new kalim. But you wouldn't imply that. You wouldn't imply that by from the Mishnah, right? You would not see the Mishnah does not talk about a case of buying kalim chadashim. Today, that's the norm for us. But as you'll see, it's a chiddush to say it includes kalim chadashim. Right? Well, yeah, but what about? Do you see the logic in the Gemara though? It's a funny logic. So you go, oh, perfect. She'll read the Gemara. Why'd you have to? No one does. You do. You're volunteering. Okay. All right, so guys, look at the Gemara. So Amar Rav Nachman. Yeah.
How do we learn from the Gemara? Is it all that's any different from like Libon, Hagala, or anything?
Oh, so the Gemara darshens out the Pasuk says V'taher. So that teaches you, in the pasuk it says, Kol Shevova
Eish. It says about all the other ones, that's also like that.
What's all the other ones?
Like Hagala, Libun, and all that.
Yeah, no, so it's like, or it's like this. If I,
what?
Oh, we're going to take that up. All right, cool. That comes up. That's going to come up. No. You'll see. Hold on, you'll see. You mean this Gemara? Yeah. Read.
Are you getting to it or are
you
done it?
We're going to get to it.
Oh, okay.
No. The mashma, okay? So even new kalim, of course, immediately, come on, we should know this by now. This is ready in February. If the Gemara says, afilu kalim chadashim,
you would think it's not.
Exactly. It's a havmina, right? You would think that it wouldn't include kalim chadashim. It would only be limited to use kalim. But a kli chadash, I'm going to have to do tefillah on. So the Gemara says... Daha. The Libnan. Damo. Well, let's say the red hot. In other words, like this. In other words, if I go ahead and I buy a kli, right, from a used kli from a non-Jew, okay, and then I do Libun on it, okay. So what am I doing to the kli now? And remember, what does Libun do? Libun is all this horrific trefus lodged inside the walls of the clay. I burn away that trafus. It's gone now, right? So, right. So now it's as if it's right, but it's not really new. But it's like new.
Oh, can
we? Since it had a negative component.
Negative component. What does that mean?
Neutral. There are these smarter words. I don't know what
you're talking about.
I actually know what's in the.
All right, calm down. Keep going. Yeah.
Tar and
Tom Amy
to mean kosher and
trade,
basically.
No, you mean by Tefillas Kelim?
No, by all of
it. Tahar means there's a special halacha of Tefillas Kelim, right? The Torah says Vitzahar, but it doesn't mean Tuma Tahara in the classic sense.
How do we learn anything about Trefa from this?
Oh, because the Mishnah talks about cases. Because if let's say
I buy the Mishnah says Tahar.
I know, but listen. If I buy a pot from a non-Jew that was used, okay? Before we'll get to this in a second if it's true, but before I do tefillah on it, what do I have to do first? I have to kasher it. So I have to do Hagala on the pot, and then I got to do tefillah.
But just the Hagala is what makes it Vehi Tahara.
Where does it say that?
It doesn't say anything like that. It says, the Levin Be'or, Yavon Be'or, and Shiva Be'askala.
That's the Mishnah. Look at the first sign of the Gemara.
Oh, right.
The Gemara learns it out.
He Torah is not on any...
Correct. Torah means one thing. Here Torah means, I am now taking the... I'm doing tefillah on the Kalim. I don't know. Who cares?
At the end it makes sound like it's like...
That was yesterday. That's yesterday. Okay. So, okay. So what do we see from the Gemara then? So, Valachi Ba'i Tvila, right? All right, stop. Okay, so this is very interesting. This is a very interesting Havin Maskana, right? Because the Havin is saying that Tvila's Kalim, that it wouldn't have to do Tvila's Kalim on a new Kli, okay? And the Maskana is saying you do, but why? It's not clear, I mean, in my mind, the rationale doesn't seem that clear. What's it saying? It's saying, well, I do Liban to something, and what does Liban essentially do to the Kli? And yet you still see I have to do Tvila, right?
You don't want to be using
By the way, what's saying before you go on? What else does that imply? Just think a little halakhically for a second. Forget that. That's true. More so. What else does it imply? Something very interesting. Let's say I bought. Right. But you have to do Liban before you do tefillah. Let's say I did tefillah before Liban.
Oh, no.
No.
You made the
mikvah
halakha.
It's
my focus. It's a good point.
The mikvah's puzzle now.
It's a moot point.
I don't know. I didn't really
know. No, why is it a moot point?
Because it's like new. If you did tefillah on that knife, it's not. And then you make
Let's say
a new knife.
No.
It's a new knife for that tefillah.
Right. Listen to the Ritva. Okay. Let's listen to the Ritva real quickly. He says, "Pir shubi yirshami lefishi yatsam mitumasan shal nachar in the kedushas shal Yisrael." Okay. Ad kan klomar mishum male v'di'eved einu ma'akev. Okay, ul olam ein tefila zu ela achar hechshero shel kli. This tefila only takes place after you kasher the kli. Okay, he quotes a brisa, right? And also because the order of the pasuk v'taher comes in the end. So what does that show you? First, you got to kasher it, and then you do tefila. Okay.
If you do a galah, though, wouldn't it be matame the kli then?
No. Hold on. One second. He says v'chein b'din she'im lo kain harehu ki adam hatovel v'sheretz biyado shelo also lo tefila klal. The Rifa says because if I went ahead and did tefila without doing libun first, it's as if I'm doing tefila with a sheretz in my hand. Right. He's not the only one who says that. But you're making a mistake. Gerson's right. Gerson, let's see what Gerson's saying. Gerson's correct. Gerson's saying you're mixing up apples and oranges because the issue of Tumas Kli has to, which we're going to define in a second, has to do with the fact that let's say the non-Jew owns a Kli, right? But kashrus is a completely separate issue. You're not doing tefillah because of kashrus. You're doing tefillah because you're taking out of the tumah of the nachri and you're bringing it into the kedusha of the Jew. Really? Really?
I don't think so.
But if that were true, then what would I have to do?
Tefillah. Yeah, if it's new, you wouldn't.
You would think, but you do. Because even if it's new.
I know. But so exactly. So why? Why is that the case? It can't be they're the same. Right. It can't be they're the same. I'm can't wait. Avery told me they're from two different systems, so why does one have to precede the other?
Why? I would have said, it's not making a difference.
Right, it shouldn't make a difference. Who cares what order I go in? It's not my idea. What do you mean? I'm just saying the Ritva's clear. The Ritva's sensing is a hafmina here, and there's Rishonim who argue with this, who say it's not ma'akev. Meaning, if I went ahead and did tefillah, okay, but you gotta answer the other side.
It's a suffix. It might have been burned on. There's a time of no fear.
No, I think Zev's saying good, very good. In other words, The Havim is a good. The Mishnah says Klei Tashmisho, Klei Tashmish, right? So what that would imply is that, as we were saying before, that if you're gonna, if the whole idea is to take it out of the tumma of the Nachri and bring it into the Kedusha Yisrael, notice what's happening there. You're severing a type of relationship. So the easiest way to define a relationship would be based on usage, meaning the fact that the kli was used by a guy. What does Tfilas Kalim do? It breaks that the relationship of usage. Okay. And the Havmina. Okay? But the Maskana is saying no. The Maskana is saying that we're going to say the relationship is one of Bilas. Okay? Bilas is what establishes the relationship, which is a normal halakhic precedent. Right. That's easy. Okay? 100%. But it's interesting how it, how the Gemara, right? Is that clear? In other words, that's a simple, nice, easy methodology, right? Two ways you could define a relationship between a person and the object. One is through Shemesh itself. The other one is simply Bilas. So Bilas must include Kalim Chadashim. Good. Right, so one second. So let me just repeat that then. So I agree. So that's a good Havi Maskana by Liban also. Okay, because you're going to say, what would you think Liban does? Okay, you would think Liban, if you look at Liban as getting rid of the status of Tashmish, right? It's one way to look at it. Okay, or to say no, that there's and here's the key point in the Gemara. I don't even care about the Havmina. I don't even know what you mean Havmina. One second. I don't care about the Havmina. I think the main point the Gemara is trying to get across is that what does Liban do? So Liban can eradicate. Liban can really eradicate what? Like you're saying, right? The shame tashmish, right? That's what it's doing. It's eradicating. Yet, why? Because you get with by getting rid of the trefus in there, right? All usages of the kli have now been eradicated, right? Exactly, right. But it, what it can't do though is, right? There's no mechanism for that. Maskif lo Rav Sheshes. Okay, so Rav Sheshes has a good kasha. Okay.
Oh yeah, we did.
Okay, ihachi. Where it says Maskifla. It's like a 3/5 of the way down. First word of the line is Haki. Okay. So he has a question. Listen to this question. It's a brilliant question. Hold on. So Ihaki, if what? If you're gonna tell me that I have to do tefillah on Kelim Chadashim, so the Gemara says, Afilu Zuza de Sarbala Nami. That what would I have to do? Scissors that cut wool. Even wool cutting scissors, right? I'd have to, what do you call it? I'd have to, Tova. Right. One second. But what? Why? What leads into this question?
The whole thing that we're doing is kosher.
No, so you're saying it's a kli that has bilus
of,
or got
a shame
because of
bilus
of a non-Jew.
It got bilus from non-Jew.
No, meaning, what have we now done? We've now removed... right. No, you're right. In other words, we went too far because you're right. Because what do we do? It's a beautiful flow in the Gemara. Gemara is not saying, but according to your logic, now you got a problem because if you're going to erase Tashmish from the picture and say it's only Bilus, so why would it be limited to Klei Ochel? Right, exactly. If you're gonna play the card and say that Tashmish is irrelevant, then you can never logically say you should limit it to simply Ochel. Ochel is a version of Tashmish, but Tashmish doesn't matter. It's who cares what kind of kli it is? It's irrelevant. So, I'm really what? Okay, that's a very bad answer. That's not what you guys are saying. On the survey, and look at the Ritva says in this. It's even worse. But second, let me tell you. Factually, the Gemara is saying, I'll tell you why. You know why kli suda? What? Right, exactly. Be careful. At this point, you could say there's no svar here. Because his answer is, you could say the answer is, checkmate. You're right. Torah says, with a kli midjan. That's what the case says. So the Ritva says, kli suda morim parsha. I read that. Perish. Kli suda morim parsha. It's the same sheet. I just gave you two.
I like two.
Clay Suda. Lishtamish Bisser. That's his svar right over there. You want to know why it's Clay Suda? Because ultimately, what are you going to do with them? Of all the kalim that would be used for Isser, these are the ones most likely to be the Isser. Meaning, you're not going to be using your wool scissors to do Isser. You're not going to be using your, I don't know, lambs. The sofa and lehishtamish
b'ser. What if they wanted to one day kill a sheep?
I don't know what it means.
The yatsu l'kedusha, right? Right. Just to bring another question out in the open. we have to be very careful now as well, because we've done a wonderful job of keeping kashrus and tefillas kelim completely separate. But they're not. Okay? There is a relationship between the two. There is some relationship. And the simple way, you also have to answer what he's not answering, by the way, the lashon of the Gemara. No, don't say anything. What the Hamin would say is that, no, but there's two ways you could look at what the Isser was. You could have thought the Isser was an intrinsic Isser in Klei Seudah. Okay? That was the original way of learning, meaning the only halacha that applies to, right, are food utensils, right? And all the utensils are excluded. But once you remove shemush and introduce bilis, you can no longer say it's an intrinsic idea in Klei Seudah, right? You understand that? Okay. So now what right. What? Wait, let me just finish my point. Hold on, let me just finish. In the first way of learning, would be like this. If you want to learn Shemesh, right? So then, you would think that it's an intrinsic idea in Klei Seudah, that these kelim only, when the Torah comes along and says, describes these kelim, it's only fork, knife, spoon, whatever, pots, pans, that's it. Everything else will be excluded, okay? But once you put it into the realm of bilis, by definition, you can't exclude those things, which means it can't be intrinsic in Klei Seudah. So that's what the Ripa is gearing us towards. What he's trying to guide us to understand is that it's not there's anything, it's nothing intrinsically wrong with Klei Seudah. But Gersley's right. Lahotzi mitumas yisra, tumas nachri, and to bring it in for Kedushas Yisrael. Part of the idea is, part of what's going on here is, I mean, again, we should know some Bishul Akum. Come on, this is one of the first times we could see like certain themes from Sugyas. What are Chazal worried about here? They're always worried about these kind of things. Exactly. So the fact is that when it comes to relating to the Kli, okay? So I agree with Gersley. When it comes to relating to it, which Kli will you relate to as the non-Jewish Kli? Klei Seudah. That's because that's what's used in Isser. Remember, think about it. You have to do, obviously, you have to Liban on these things or Haggalah. Why? Because there's Trefus in there, right? So if you're going
to... Liban the first time, then the second time is your Trefus.
What would be the second? What's the emphasis at the point? In other words, right. Well, I don't know about that, but I'm saying, but since there's already a... It's like this. Since there's a shame Isser attached to the object already, it's a treif pot. Since that already exists, that's what the Torah is going to say. That's what you look to insofar as tefillas kelim. But not because there's something intrinsically different about the pot. It's not a different kind of kli. It's something that, normally speaking, there's a chalas shame Isser attached to it. It says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Aravua. Go ahead. The Kuchen. Shahaya. No. Aval Shulun Lo. Okay, now comes a big question. Okay, now the Gemara says all along we're talking about Kinyan. Okay, meaning what? Meaning the non Jew owns it and I buy it from the non Jew. Okay? But when it comes to borrowing a Kli, we won't say Tfila applies. Okay? What? Shulun Lo. Okay, now, just to make things more interesting, take a look at Tosfos, okay? The very fun Tosfos. Aval She'ulun Lo. See that Tosfos? Omer Rabbeinu Shmuel. Rabbeinu Shmuel says as follows. But watch this case. A Jew. No. Shesha'al. Chavero. Okay, 1 second. So what do you do? So one Jew borrows a Kli from his other Jewish friend, Shekana, that other guy, your Jewish friend, purchased it from a non-Jew, okay? I had to do tefillah, right? Kavan.
No, that makes no sense. It's not owned by
the
shame, it's not
that. But what's he saying? Let's just get the facts down. So, one second. So, I... Oh, hold on. Let's not worry if it makes sense or not. Let's get the facts down. So, what happens? So, you bought a Kli from a non-Jew. You bought a Kli from Walmart. I come along and I borrow... You haven't done tefillah yet. I borrow that Kli from you. Okay? So, according to Tosos, what's the halacha? Right? I do tefillah. Kevan sheba lidei chiyuv tefillah b'yad Yisrael Rishon. Because the moment Zev bought it, the chiyuv tefillah came into existence. So, now, since I'm borrowing it, I have to now discharge the obligation in the... What's the Havamina? What? It's still his. Let's go in order. Start with the Gemara, though. The Gemara had a Havamina. The Gemara's Havamina is... It's a funny Havamina. Because you said we're so confident about Bilus. So why does the Gemara have to mention Shoel? Meaning borrowing? Why does the Gemara even mention that? The Gemara says, Oh, we only learn by cases of purchasing, right? Aval she'ul and lo, right? Why? There's a havmina there.
The bialis is what the bialis of the non-Jew is what generates the kli.
So what? Right. So what happens? So I buy the kli for the non-Jew. I'm chayv in tefila, right? The Gemara says, but if I borrowed it from the non-Jew, I wouldn't be. Of course not. So what's the havmina?
He owns it, and he gave it a shame non-Jew, and in order for you to use it, you still have to get rid of the...
So what was? So you like the havmina? So what's the havmina?
That...
But if not, right with the non-Jew. But if it's just the non-Jew, it's only us serving the non-Jew.
But the story is that...
not totally clear.
Because...
So not
right,
totally
that he...
Right,
the shame...
So it's the exact. What's that? Let me check. It's the inverse of what you're saying before. In other words, what you would say is the Gemara flows perfectly because the Gemara is going to say is that what generates the chiyuv tefila. So you would think what generates the chiyuv tefila is tashmish. Remember, think about it. It's the exact inverse of what we're saying before. There, by when it comes to the non-Jewish, remember we're trying to destroy tashmish here. Tashmish is what produces the chiyuv. So therefore, that would include forget Tosfos for a second. That would include tashmish. The Baskan is saying, no, what the chiyuv tefila is only generated through bialis. When I own it, right? When I own the kli, that's when the chiyuv tefila comes into existence. But the havmina is a good havmina. You would think tashmish per se generates the chiyuv tefila. So if I'm borrowing the kli from the non-Jew, I got to do tefila on it. Okay, now you can ask, now what is Tosfos saying? Because Tosfos adds another layer. Tosfos is saying that, but if I go ahead and I buy a kli from a non-Jew, and then Zev borrows that kli from me, and I haven't done tefillah yet, now Zev has to do the tefillah. That's odd, because this is where you have to modify the svar a bit. Because Zev's not the owner, I'm the owner. And bialis creates the chiyuv, so you would think it should be on me to do the tefillah. So what is this idea of the chiyuv? In other words, the question is, it's an interesting idea, because the question... So I think he's right. So I think it's a funny idea. In other words, we gotta be, when we say bialis, right? If we look at it as a classic nizikin bialis, meaning my personal bialis, so of course granite can't do tefillah on my clay, right? It's my chiyuv. But I think he's right. There's this idea of like, again, using that Yerushalmi, lahotzi mitzumas nachrei, and to bring kedushas Yisrael, it's like a bialis shal Yisrael that creates the chiyuv. So any Jew could discharge that chiyuv. You know, it's not limited to my own personal bialis. It's a bialis of Yisrael. So it's very nice. Another idea. There's two ways you can look at bialis, right? So if the kli is neutral after the purchase, right, but you have an obligation to create a positive status on it, that can only come through me, okay? Or do we say, no, the bialis of the Jew, right, produces a pagam in the kli, which must be rectified. In which case, any Jew would have a problem using the kli prior to tefillah. That's different what we're saying, right?